This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In Himachal Pradesh, there have been reports of significant damage due to heavy monsoon rains and cloudbursts at three locations last night. At least 41 people are reported missing in cloudburst incidents. In the Jhakri area of Rampur subdivision in Shimla district, a cloudburst at Samej Ghat near the hydro project caused havoc at midnight. According to latest information, 36 people are reported missing. Deputy Commissioner Anupam Kashyap has said the Rampur subdivision administration, along with teams from NDRF, CISF and Home Guards, has started rescue operation. He said list of 36 missing people has been prepared and efforts are being made to locate and rescue them. SDM Nishant Tomar is supervising the rescue efforts at the incident site. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that wreaked havoc in Wayanad district has crossed 250. The Indian Army said it evacuated 179 stranded people and recovered four bodies from the landslide-hit areas in Wayanad yesterday. The search operations by relief columns at Atamala, Mundakai and Churalmala resumed this morning. One dog squad each has been attached to the search teams. Five JCBs have been shifted to the other side of a stream to clear the debris. In Uttarakhand, heavy rains have caused landslides in hilly areas, waterlogging and rising water levels in major rivers of the state. In Bhilgana block of Tehri district, three people have died due to the rain-induced landslides, while two children were killed in a roof collapse incident in Rurki Tehsil, Haridwar district. In Dehradun's Raipur area, one person has died and another was swept away by a swollen rivulet. On the other hand, as a precautionary measure, 200 pilgrims have been halted at safer locations due to partial damage of a 25-meter stretch of the Kedarnath Yatra route at Bhimbali. In light of the weather alert, registration processes for Chardham Yatra at the centres in Haridwar and Rishikesh will be suspended today. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received his Vietnamese counterpart at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Chinh is on a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. The visiting dignitary also paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks between the two leaders. Prime Minister Chinh will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Vietnam's PM arrived in India on a three-day state visit on Tuesday. The Embassy of India in Beirut, Lebanon has issued an advisory for Indian nationals living in the country. Embassy in its advisory said, in view of the recent escalations in the region, Indian nationals are advised to avoid all non-essential travel to Lebanon. Indian nationals can contact the embassy through email cons.beirut@mea.gov.in and phone number 961-7686-0128. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, hinting that a rate cut might come as soon as September. Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, the Fed's policy-setting body, ended its latest two-day policy meeting with a decision to hold its benchmark interest rate steady that was set a year ago. In 2024 Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kusle will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three-positions shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Zarin will hope to inch closer to the medal in women's 50kg boxing. Knockout events in badminton will also begin today. PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen, H.S. Pranoy will all feature in their respective singles matches, while Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy, Chirag Shetty will also play their doubles pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.